Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Chris Sheridan had kind of that, oh, by the way, comment, and a lot of us went, wait, what? And he has made a lot of news here in the state of Wisconsin. And if you're a Bucks fan, he now joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's great to be on the air in my second favorite city.
I was going to say, you actually had some residency here for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I was. I spent the better part of the mid-80s at Marquette University, and I drove a yellow cab, and I dispatched yellow cabs in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee's my town, man. I was born there. My father worked at the Milwaukee Journal before it was the Journal Sentinel. My grandfather was a Milwaukee circuit court. My great-grandfather was a Milwaukee circuit court judge. My roots in Milwaukee go way back. Anybody who ever was taught by Evelyn Sheridan in the Milwaukee Public Schools should know that, hey, her nephew was on the air. How about that?
Got to ask you, having the roots here, which means you've got moles everywhere. So your comment the other day that we read that said Giannis wasn't exactly thrilled with playing with Bledsoe or Jabari, or that might be the Cliff Notes version. How strong is that the case?
Well, that's 100% the case. Otherwise, I wouldn't have reported it.
No, I'm just
Marquette,
saying, is
Marquette
this...
turns out, here's the thing. Marquette turns out good journalists.
We're all over the place.
And we're all over the, especially in the NBA. There's tons of us. We're sprinkled throughout the NBA. NBA writers who went to Marquette are, there's like a cottage industry. We could put together a softball team and we'd be pretty good. So here's the thing. Jabari and Eric Bledsoe are selfish basketball players. They just are. They're selfish players. And Giannis doesn't like playing with selfish players because Giannis likes playing with team players. He likes playing with Malcolm Brogdon. And, Malcolm Brogdon was the rookie of the year for a reason. He's a damn good basketball player. He shares the ball. He knows how to play. He's smart. Matthew Dellavedova is a smart basketball player. He's been to the NBA Finals. He's played with LeBron. He's good. He knows how to win. He knows what it takes to win, to be on a winning team and part of a, a team that has chemistry. These are guys that Giannis likes playing with and enjoys playing with because they're team players. They're not all about themselves. They're all about the team. And whereas Jabari and Bledsoe are not the same way. Bledsoe got out of Phoenix because he wasn't a team player. He just wanted to be dealt. And so the Bucks gave up what they had to give up to get him, and Phoenix was taking advantage of that in the draft. But the fact of the matter is, Giannis doesn't like playing with those guys because they're too selfish. And by the time the Bucks are back on the court next year, or maybe even by the time we get to February and the trade deadline, the Bucks will have moved on from probably both, but at least one of Eric Bledsoe and Jabari Parker, because they're not good fits with Giannis. And Giannis is the future of that franchise.
At the end of the season, Giannis was very emphatic and almost unquestioned when he came out after the Boston series and said, Jabari would be back. And it seemed like he was kind of in his corner, that those two guys, even Jabari had come on our program and said, hey, look, a couple years ago, him and Giannis together were the two that decided to stay in Milwaukee and work in Milwaukee and grow roots here. Is it just because of the selfishness on the court that things have changed, or is this something that's been a prevailing thought? I guess that's my question, because if I'm Budenholzer, am I walking in the door going, is this not workable? Or am I walking in the door going, can you guys play together and kind of become the cornerstones together?
Well, it's good that you brought up Bud, because Coach Bud comes out of the Spurs system. So he also has been around winning cultures, and he learned under Pop, and he learned under R.C. Buford in San Antonio. So he knows what it takes to have an organization that has the type of players who can fit together and work together and compete for the playoffs and a championship year after year after year after year. And that's what the Spurs do. And that's why everybody in the NBA tries to emulate the Spurs. And everybody in the NBA likes to hire guys who came out of the Spurs system, because the Spurs get it. Okay? They get it. It's like people in Milwaukee don't eat ice cream because they have custard. Why would you eat ice cream when you have frozen custard? Because people in Milwaukee get it. Custard's better than ice cream. See? So, and as far as Giannis and Jabari go, look, any relationship, whether it's interpersonal, whether it's business related, whether it's sports related, you're going to run hot and cold with different guys at different times. And And so while Giannis and Jabari may get together on a personal level, and they may click on some nights on the basketball court, on more nights than not, Jabari's looking to get his numbers, and Eric's looking to get his numbers, and that's hampering Giannis's ability to not only get his numbers, which doesn't, Giannis is going to get his numbers one way or the other, but it's hampering the Bucks' ability to win, and it's hampering their ability to be a contending team that doesn't just make the playoffs, but can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals and maybe get a step further. And so as you look at the NBA and watch how the NBA landscape changes over the next 24, 48 hours, because today's going to be just it should be a really, really active trade day because there's not a lot of teams out there with cap space this summer. The challenge for Coach Bud and the challenge for every team in the NBA is, how do we make sense out of this chaos, and how do we build a team that's going to be better? And especially with the LeBron factor, LeBron might be in the Western Conference next year, and that opens up the East so much more. But Philly's damn good, Boston is really, really good, and so how do the Bucks build a team that can compete with the Sixers and the Celtics, and to a lesser degree maybe the Raptors moving forward? Because you make the right moves today, and you make the right moves tomorrow, but more importantly, you make the right moves next February at the trade deadline, and then going into February free agency. What does your team look like on March 1st? Because that's when you can't change your roster anymore. So what does your team look like in March 1st, 2019? And what does every team look like on March 1st, 2019? That's really the key day, because that's the team that you're going into the playoffs with. So the draft is a big night, but it's only one night on the NBA landscape, and it's a big night. But again, teams evolve and teams change over the course of a season. And so, and where you really want to know how good your team is on March 1st, 2019.
Talking
That's
with Chris,
relevant for the Milwaukee Bucks or everybody else, Bill.
Talking with Chris Sheridan of GetMoreSports.com, you bring up a lot of good points. And this is stuff that we've been talking about, that I don't know what John Horst, I mean, he's going to have to really do some horse trading. He's going to get rid of some of these contracts and fortify this team around Giannis. And I agree with you that it is all about Giannis and making Giannis happy, much like any team with any other superstar. Can they do it? Do they have enough flexibility, ability with a young general manager and a new head coach and a new coaching staff to be able to get this thing done in 2 years, when Giannis all of a sudden is steering an unrestricted free agency and saying, do I want to come back to Milwaukee?
Well, that's what we're going to have to wait and see. And can they do it? Of course they can. They got to be able to think on their feet at the right time. You know, anybody who's ever been in the draft room on NBA draft night can tell you just how crazy and chaotic and hectic it is, and how what a team's been offering for 4 weeks or 4 months is on the table until it's not. And then, you know, 5 minutes before the picks are going to be about to be made, the offer changes, and it gets a whole lot better, because that team's talking to other teams, and they got the ability to get players that they weren't able to get 10 minutes ago. All of a sudden they can get them. And so, you know, it's institutionalized insanity is what the NBA draft night is. But players teams have been holding their cards and playing them close to the vest for a long, long time. And then tonight everything changes, and it changes within seconds and within minutes. And so your ability to work within that system and how much experience you have being in draft rooms, and certainly Bud has a ton, the GM, I don't know him, so I can't speak about him. There's going to be opportunities that present themselves to the Bucks tonight that the Bucks never would have guessed would have been out there as we sit here on the phone at noon in Milwaukee. They just never would have imagined this opportunity was available to us 8 hours later, but there it is. It's right in front of you. You want to do it or you don't want to do it. That's how NBA draft night works. And the teams that are sharpest and that have done their homework the best are the teams that come out of tonight looking the best.
Chris, before I let you go, and just, this is a helicopter view, outside looking in, in your eyes, now depending on obviously where LeBron goes and maybe some of the landscape changing in the East, where are the Bucks?
As of today, the Bucks are probably the fourth or fifth best team in the Eastern Conference as of today. But again, every team in the Eastern Conference is going to look a whole lot different next year than they do now. So it doesn't really matter where the Bucks are right now. The Bucks, they couldn't get past the Celtics in seven. It was a damn good game seven, but they just couldn't get past them. So they learned from it. And, you know, what they learned from that series, the guys who are still around a year from now are going to bring that back into the playoffs next year, and they're going to learn from their mistakes. And you know, hopefully if you're a Bucks fan, they're not going to make the same mistakes in next year's playoffs as they made in this year's playoffs. But, you know, with the LeBron factor in play again this summer, if he goes to the Western Conference, and certainly right now it looks like the Lakers are the leading contender to get him because it just it fits on so many different common sense and basketball levels and business levels. You get LeBron out of the Eastern Conference, and damn, you know, you can go to the NBA Finals if you put together the right team. You really can. Whether you're Philly, whether you're Boston, whether you're Milwaukee, whether you're Toronto, whether you're Washington, they all have great players on these teams, but they, none of them have championship caliber teams at this moment. But that's why you have the draft, and that's why you have free agency, and that's why you have trades, and that's why basketball in the NBA is interesting, because you can turn your team over. You can turn 50% of your team over. You can do what the Cavs did. They turned over 2/3 of their team at the trade deadline, and they made it to the NBA Finals. So it's, you know, and if LeBron's out of the East, wide open. There's no other way to put it. It is wide open.
Chris, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. I look forward to seeing you back here in Milwaukee sometime soon, and maybe break a little bread. We'll talk to you then, okay?
Yeah, we'll break the bread at the 5 o'clock club on 25th and State, because that is the best steakhouse in America, hands down. And everybody who I've sent there has said, damn it, Sheridan, you were right. That was the best steakhouse in America.
It is the hidden gem. Chris, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it, pal.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dahmer was, you know, 4 blocks from there, but
oh my God!
Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy.
Coming on in Milwaukee, Bill. I could come on in Milwaukee all day, man.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon, pal. Thanks so much. Okay.
All right.
See you, buddy. Bye, bye. There you go.
Okay. Picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.